Live at 6, the current affairs show. We will give you everything and everything you need to know what is happening in the country. My name is Andy Swazulu. So right about now, it's 36 minutes past the hour of 6. We are going to have our second interview where we will be chatting to Mrs. Bateman, an online journalism lecturer at the Tshwane University of Technology, where we will be talking about digital journalism, anything you need to know about that. Ma'am, good evening and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good evening, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I'm good, ma'am.
How are you doing?
Well, we are good, ma'am. Aside from what is happening in the country, we are good.
That's good. Everybody must stay safe.
All right. Ma'am, let's just get into the point. Please briefly explain to the listeners at home, what is online journalism?
Okay. Online journalism has actually been around for a very long time.
Yes.
And now people refer to it mostly as multimedia journalism. But it's basically news that's packaged for internet sites, online news publications, you know, like News24, and social media platforms.
Yes.
And it's a very easy way to distribute news to the audience at low cost and in real time. So you don't have to wait for a newspaper to be printed and delivered to people. You can just publish online and your audience receives the news.
Mm-hmm. It sounds easy, ma'am. Now, for those who wish to pursue a career in this field, what are the opportunities available in online journalism?
There are so many opportunities available because, like I said, online platforms are easier to access.
Yes.
Okay, firstly, you can start with a young journalist can publish their own work on blogs. You can create a news blog and you can publish the links on your social media platform. And then you have many opportunities like nationally and internationally. And this is because you can do a lot of the interaction with editors and with media organizations via email, virtually. And this makes it easier to pitch story ideas to editors and publications and to gather your information and just email your packages through to them.
Now, ma'am, online journalists are tasked with to always follow their ethics. What are those ethics and why is it so important for them to always adhere to those ethics?
Of course, as journalists, you know, we are holding other people accountable, like politicians and ordinary people. We hold them accountable. So therefore, a journalist needs to also be a very ethical, not promote fake news. And verification of news, that's checking if a news source or news information you're getting is true and correct, needs to be done. And that's some of the ethical considerations journalists need to follow. And then obviously there's plagiarism, which with online journalism can be very easy and tempting for young journalists especially. But therefore, student journalists, a senior journalist, any journalist needs to uphold very high levels of ethics.
Well said. Now, ma'am, let's talk about online learning in tertiary institution. So, as a lecturer, how does student respond to online learning, especially first year students? How is the performance according to you?
You know, I'm very impressed. My first year students have been attending live online sessions on MS Teams, and I know for a lot of them, it's very new. But the other good thing is, because majority of the students have been using computers and, you know, browsing the internet, using their smartphones, they've adapted very easily. And overall, the participation has been excellent.
Well, that's good. Now, ma'am, thank you. But before I let you go, I would like to hear your take on what has been happening in South Africa recently. The riots, the Zuma unrest, anything. What is your take about this issue?
I think it's unfortunate that the political situation has resulted in unrest. I mean, we know that there are some people living in very desperate situations, and therefore a political such a protest has evolved into chaos, absolute chaos.
Yes.
And let's hope that the government can take control. I mean, we haven't seen a lot of soldiers on the ground as yet, but I mean, we need calm. Otherwise, it's going to keep escalating. But hopefully, people realize that they just need to stay calm and stay safe.
Well, hopefully, ma'am, hopefully. Mrs. Bateman, thank you so much for your time today. And thank you so much for sharing information about digital journalism. It was great having a chat with you, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, ma'am. That was Miss Bateman sharing us her view about what is happening and anything you need to know about digital journalism here in TUTFM 96.2. Thank you so much for